Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
This week in the House, the opposition wanted to talk about unemployment, but the government wanted to talk about the opposition.
The question of what track we're on when it comes to jobs is who's going to be the leader of the Labor Party.
Order. Order.
Prime Minister John Key in Question Time on Tuesday, responding to opposition concerns about the rise in the unemployment rate to 7.3% as measured by the Household Labour Force Survey, or HLFS. Among questions for him was this one from opposition leader David Shearer.
Which statement does he stand by? That the HLFS is, quote, just that, a survey that bumps around quite a lot, it's notoriously volatile, end quote, or a statement that the HLFS is the standard internationally recognised measure of employment?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, both of us, the standard recognised, and it does bounce around quite a lot, as does the support for David Shearer at the moment.
The unemployment rate was not the only thing bouncing around this week, as Labour's Jacinda Ardern discovered when she put this question to Social Development Minister Paula Bennett on Wednesday.
Does she still believe there are people unemployed because they aren't looking hard enough?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr Speaker, it's a bit of a bouncy job market out there, a bit like me, you know? It's a bit like the economy's grumpy like him, the job market's bouncy like me.
Grumpy like him was a reference to Bill English, who had described the economy as grumpy, prompting this comment from Labour's David Parker in Wednesday's general debate.
So we've got grumpy and bouncy. Well, I thought, who's dopey?
If he knew, David Parker wasn't saying. While Bill English was also grumpy about the Greens' criticism of the government's response to the second Pure Advantage Green Growth Report.
The Greens carry on as if this is something that they thought of, but actually every day, thousands of New Zealanders are acting as environmental managers, making decisions that trade off the prospect of income growth or reduced cost against environmental impact.
Mr English also rejected a claim by Labour's Claire Curran that the government was also to blame for Thursday's closure of the Hillside Railway workshops in Dunedin.
What does he have to say today to the 90 Hillside workers who have lost their jobs because of his government's directives to the KiwiRail board?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, the job losses are not the result of the government directives.
The Finance Minister said the government had invested $750 million in KiwiRail.
The only directive to their board is to ensure that we have a sustainable rail system.
Mr English also rejected Claire Curran's suggestion that the government was behind the decision to go to China for rolling stock that could have been built at Hillside, and the Speaker, Lockwood Smith, was similarly disposed to her request for an urgent debate.
There will be other occasions on which this matter can be debated. Members may raise such matters of concern to them during the general debate or in the upcoming financial reviews in select committees. The application is therefore declined.
New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters scored a hit on Wednesday when he wrung an admission from Immigration Minister Nathan Guy that the government had struck a deal with China Southern Airlines to fast-track visa applications for wealthy Chinese tourists.
Yes, there has been a deal struck with Immigration New Zealand and China Southern, and that is going to allow high-net-worth individuals to come into New Zealand to ensure that we continue to grow our tourism benefits.
Next day, Mr Peters spread the dirt a little wider.
Is it not a fact that Sky City Casino in Auckland has been pushing for this fast-track scheme for years?
That claim was rejected by the Minister, who then faced this question from Labour's Trevor Mallard.
Was Sky City involved in consultations or negotiations on this arrangement?
The Honourable Nathan Guy.
Mr Speaker, not as far as I'm aware, no.
So Mr Peters came back with a request to table a magazine article supporting his allegations.
Travel Trade is a magazine exclusively within the industry. I'm giving you the date, 31st of August 2011, confirming Sky City's in conversation with China Southern Airlines and the casinos in talks on making the visa process easier.
Leave us sort of table that document. Is there any objection? There's no objection.
Another junior minister on the mat this week was Craig Foss, accepting responsibility as an associate education minister for the continued failures of the ministry's Novo Pay system.
I have demanded of the ministry that they get this right, on time, accurately. It has not been delivered as expected. It's not satisfactory. It will be delivered, I am assured, by those in the ministry and at Novo Pay.
Parliament's adjourned for a week, back on Tuesday, November the 27th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.